I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, Pinball Wizards Brian Bannon and John Miller on this weekend's International Flipper Pinball Association Missouri State Championship Games. But first, two local organizations use dance or music as therapy for young cancer and special needs patients. Becky Britton is a registered dance therapist, and Tracy Sandheinrich is a board-certified music therapist, and we welcome you both to Cityscape.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Becky, Drea's Dream uses dance as therapy, and the therapists are dancers. So what kind of background do these people have?
When you become a dance movement therapist, you get your master's degree and you receive training in counseling. So you come out with a counselor's degree and special training in dance movement therapy. It's a master's level program, and then we have registration and we have hours and internship. So it's pretty rigorous.
Tracy, Kids Rock Cancer, that group, your group, uses music therapists. So what sort of background typically do they have?
It's actually similar to the dance therapist. For instance, I attended Maryville University, and the background is a Bachelor's of Science degree. It's a four-year program. You can go on to get your master's in music therapy as well. And then along with, like, dance therapy, you have to complete internship, practicum hours, that sort of thing, and then you pass a national board exam.
Let's do a little backstory here. Both Kids Rock Cancer and Drea's Dream work with seriously ill children, and the story behind the founding of Drea's Dream, I think, really illustrates that. Becky, Drea's Dream refers to a young woman by the name of Andrea Rizzo, who was killed by a drunk driver when she was 24, and at the time she was in grad school to become a dance therapist, I think?
Yes. It's really a poignant story because she had cancer as a child, so she was a cancer survivor, and then she was always a dancer, and so she felt that that really helped with her recovery, and she wanted to become a dance therapist, and so she was in training at Columbia University to be a dance therapist when she was hit by a drunk driver.
I think she was with a gentleman, and they got out to fix a tire, and some guy just hit them.
And so it was absolutely devastating, and her mother, Susan Rizzo Vincent, decided to start the Andrea Rizzo Foundation in honor of Andrea. And, you know, I really feel Andrea's spirit when I'm doing my work to really honor the gift of dance that she's given to the children at Cardinal Glennon for our program.
And there's a local young person.
Yes, Ari Duggan. She attended St. Louis Academy of Dance, and they are our sponsors. And she had cancer, and so she couldn't come to class. And so Casey Voskill, who is the artistic director, and Emily Edwards, they started working with her, going to their home and going to the hospital, and they realized how much dance was helping her. And then they found out about the Andrea Rizzo Foundation, and they talked to Susan Rizzo, and so they brought the program to St. Louis because we have 12 national programs throughout the country. The first program started at Sloan Kettering in New York, and we have a big program at UCLA. And so now we're the 12th program at Cardinal Glennon, sponsored by St. Louis Academy of Dance and the Andrea Rizzo Foundation.
And Tracy, as far as Kids Rock Cancer is concerned, it was inspired by a similar program in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here in St. Louis, it can you sort of tie it to the story of a 12-year-old boy. I guess he was the first person you sort of worked with. Can you tell me about Tyler?
Sure. Tyler actually was our first patient that was able to participate in Kids Rock Cancer at the age of 12. He was receiving treatment for a cancer diagnosis at Cardinal Glennon, and he was actually in the bone marrow transplant unit the first time I saw him. So he's actually written a couple of songs with me, and he's just kind of been an ongoing inspiration. And we also have the affiliation, the association with the same girl, Ariana, that the dance therapist has worked with, too.
All right, paint a picture for me then about the kids that we're talking about. We're talking about kids with cancer or other special needs kids that are hospitalized. So who really are these kids? How sick are they? The kids that you deal with, what are their lives like?
Well, I just see them on the fourth floor at Cardinal Glennon, and, you know, it's really a different picture. I work with 3-year-olds to 16-year-olds, and sometimes, you know, I'm working with a child who is very, very sick. And, you know, they're not doing much movement at all. And other children are able to get out and move with their poles and get out. And, you know, we're able to do so. There's really a variation of the children. Some children are quite sick and other children are able to really engage with more active movement in the session because I just work in the room and not in a group setting.
It's very similar, although we don't really see anybody under the ages of 5. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't, depending on if it's an appropriate referral from the child life staff. So normally the kids that I see are always just diagnosed cancer and blood disorders. And just to echo what she said, so many of the kids are either inpatient or outpatient coming in and out for treatment. So depending on where they are in their treatment process, they could be very sick, unable to only maybe participate for 10 minutes or participate for an hour and a half, depending on their physical endurance and availability to participate in an active session.
You know, it's very touching to be in that kind of environment, like a children's ward. Just recently, I did a TV piece at a local hospital about, I don't know if you're familiar with the organization, it's called Clowns on Call.
Oh, yes.
Where they send clowns to cancer kids and do a little interaction with them in the rooms. But my point being that I was there, I was in that hallway, I went into some of the rooms with the clowns. And it's just so touching to see kids who are so vulnerable, you know, at a young age when that's the last thing they should be worried about. I mean, it's very emotional.
It's very emotional.
So specifically then, if you each would tell me how your group interacts. Becky, I'll begin with you. How does dance work as therapy for a sick kid?
Well, it's really therapeutic movement. And the goal of dance therapy, we say it's the psychotherapeutic use of movement as a vehicle to foster a physical, cognitive, social, and emotional development. So when I go into a session, you know, we're all about attunement. So we are really looking at the nonverbal language of the child and, you know, the body language. And so that first 5 minutes, I'm really assessing if I need to calm and soothe the nervous system, or if we can kind of go up and up the vibrations, because I want them to have a really positive experience. So we are trained to assess and you know, move accordingly. We're always really gentle and create a very safe environment for the child. And our child life specialists lets us know how the child is doing. You know, I talk to the child and the parents and see how they're doing and what they feel. I'm always checking in with them to see, does this feel good? Want to do a little more. So we're sometimes able to actually dance in the room with scarves and music and stretchies. And other times, you know, I'm just working in their bed with a little puppet and just talking and very soothing. It varies with each child that you're working with.
Yeah, I could see that it would. But also, you wouldn't think sometimes maybe some of these young, I'm trying to put myself in their place. You're young, you're sick, you're in a hospital. Aren't people always telling you to don't do anything, don't move, lie down, rest? And you come in sort of with a whole opposite perspective.
Yes, I'm really amazed. The beauty of it is that we want to really normalize their experience. And, you know, when they start with a gentle warm-up, you know, you're just titrating the experience. It's amazing, you know, what we can do. We use music and props. So it just depends. I love dancing with a child. You know, they're holding their IV pole, and we're just taking it really easy. Sometimes we've, you know, been on the floor, and you just take each moment and assess how you're expanding the movement. But it's all about creative expression.
But I guess it's not like you're pushing them. They have to be comfortable to do it. I mean,
you're following their lead. I'm always following their lead. I'm never, ever pushing.
Tell me how yours works, Tracy, then, from the music perspective of what we're
talking about. So specifically, Kids Rock Cancer is a therapeutic songwriting program. So with the efforts and guided by a board-certified music therapist, it allows the child to interact by writing a song about their experience, what they're going through, being stuck in the hospital, being poked and prodded.
You know, let me interrupt you. I read something, I'm not sure who said it, but they were making the point that the kids were talking about, a lot of them aren't comfortable talking about what they're going through, the bad things they're feeling, experiencing, but they can write a song about it.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true. And I think the element of music and the actual therapy part of it allows and provides that safe environment for them to make a connection with the therapist, or make a connection, whether it's emotional connection to the music. It allows them that kind of safe way to enable them to talk about some of the not so great stuff about being in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Specifically, the Kids Rock Cancer Program, we get a referral from the child life staff, and they kind of assess the situation, assess the kids before I actually see them to see if they're appropriate. And how we start out is just building a rapport, building a relationship with the patient, and just getting to know them, talk about where they are in their treatment process. And it's also okay not to talk to them about that stuff, too. I'm constantly assessing the situation, so the counseling part of the session is allowing them to kind of dictate where the session goes. If they start talking about chemo, then I'll ask them questions about chemo.
Exactly.
If they start talking about how they miss their dog at home, then I ask them questions about how they miss their dog at home, because that relates back to I'm stuck in the hospital all the time. I can't do the normal things that I normally would do on a regular basis because I'm stuck here dealing with my diagnosis and treatment.
That's Tracy Sennheinrich of Kids Rock Cancer. We're also talking to Becky Britton from Drea's Dream. And both of your groups are having fundraising events coming up here just right around the corner that we'll talk about in just a second. Why don't we talk about it now, for that matter? Becky.
It's really exciting because we're actually going to have our gala this Saturday at the Two Hill Center, and it's going to be in the Lee Theater. And the concert features the Pizzazz Dancers, who are a pre-professional troupe associated with St. Louis Academy of Dance. And the concert features modern dance, tap, and contemporary dance. And as well, we have the Big Money Dance Company and the Ashley Leanne Dance Company, who are providing their talents and expertise. So it's a wonderful show. And I just hope everybody comes, because half of the proceeds are given to our program to help the kids.
And Tracy, before we talk about your event, which is going to be next Thursday, I know you want to make a point about what the kids who are involved in Kids Rock Cancer do. They write songs, they also record them, and they walk away with a CD, I guess.
Yeah, because of the nature of the kids coming in and out of the hospital for treatment so much, the cool thing about Kids Rock Cancer is upon the time that we start the session, they have the counseling part of the session. We talk about everything that's going on with them. They write their song using live instruments or a program called GarageBand. They actually get to record their song and have their CD at the end of the session, and all that is done within an hour to 2 hours within the songwriting process.
Well, talk about your benefit, which is Thursday at the Sheldon Concert Hall, and a gentleman by the name of Al Hammerman has been on this show a few times, who writes some great song standards.
Yeah, that's right. Al Hammerman has been so generous to organize a fundraising concert this year called with the theme I Got a Song, and it's sort of kind of like a Valentine's Day themed. It's on February 13th. Next week. And there's actually some local artists that are going to be from the St. Louis area that are going to be singing a lot of his songs. He's a singer-songwriter. He doesn't do a whole lot of the singing, but he hires other people to do the great work and show off his talents. So, and then there's actually going to be some of the patients that have participated in the Kids Rock Cancer Program in the finale song, and also the Parkway Central High School Choir is also going to be there.
All right. So just to review, Kids Rock Cancer Benefit is next Thursday, 7:30 in the evening at the Sheldon. I Got a Song, words and music of Al Hammerman. And then on tomorrow night, Saturday at the Lee Theater at UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center, it's the Pizzazz Gala. And again, that features the Big Money Dance Company and the Ashley Leanne Dance Company. And that benefits Drea's Dream. Finally, though, you both work with seriously ill children in different ways. But what are the traits, concerns, needs that children with serious illnesses share? Are there some common things that these children share?
I truly think providing a sense of independence is one of the most important things. Using music and dance allows that safe environment for them to be able to do things and kind of control the situation a little more, but also put a positive and fun spin to what they're going through, because it takes away, it's a positive distraction from some of the stuff that they've been going through while being in the hospital.
And what kind of results each of you have seen after you've worked with a kid? What do you see up close?
I think the results are absolutely magical. I can't tell you how rewarding it is to work with the children. You know, I've worked with several children, and it was their last service. And they're going home for hospice. And, you know, they feel safe to express their feelings. I had one little boy who was talking about the fact that, you know, he felt afraid. So we talked about his fears, and we did an empowering dance. And he said, you know, I'm okay, but I want you to help my mother, and I want you to help her. And so when she came back into the room, we did a dance together, and it was so rewarding. It was amazing.
Tracy?
Kids Rock Cancer specifically, the therapeutic songwriting intervention gives these children a voice. puts their feelings to an actual recording that they themselves and their family have forever. It's a living legacy despite their illness, despite their diagnosis and prognosis. It really gives them a sense of enjoyment, and also it helps them through the times that aren't so joyful. It just gives them a positive outlet to be able to express their feelings and put it to music.
It's important work. Glad you're doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Tracy Sanheinrich of Kids Rock Cancer and Becky Britton of Drea's Dream. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much.
Next on Cityscape, the state's pinball championship games in St. Louis. This is St. Louis Public Radio.